Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink. Drink.
All right, guys, welcome to Drinking Bros.
Welcome to Drinking Bros.
It's very hot
outside.
Very hot.
That's amazing out here is what it is.
You're sweating a lot, Ross.
Am I really? Is it that bad?
You look disgusting.
We are live from Lincoln Financial Field, Philadelphia Eagles, Atlanta Falcons, Game 1. It's 98 degrees out here. Is Nick Lachey here?
No, he was banned from the premises, I believe.
Holy shit. And a lot of people are asking me, they're like, hey, Ross, I don't get it. You're a diehard Falcons fan. Why are you wearing an Eagles jersey? Michael Vick.
Yeah, it's Michael Vick.
Michael Vick's the only way I could go. I got a signed Michael Vick jersey. I got a signed Vick jersey on. I knew better than the roll into Philadelphia. I'd get my fucking ass kicked wearing a goddamn Falcons jersey up in here.
I've actually seen a number of people wearing Falcons jerseys, but I don't expect to see them by the end of the night.
Crazy. I wouldn't do that.
No.
I wouldn't fucking do that. Look, Stateside Vodka is sponsoring us today. We've got how many bottles of vodka do they bring to this?
I don't know, 6,000 or 7,000, I believe. I don't know. There's a lot of booze here.
A lot of booze. We're here live with the whole Drinking Bros Pennsylvania chapter.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any bigger than this opening day. But there's a seat empty. There's a chair missing.
Right here, buddy.
Who is it?
We have a very special guest.
A
young man by the name of Freddie Mitchell.
Fred X. Freddie Mitchell is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. He brought his own drink, guys.
What's going on?
Welcome to Drinking Bros.
Man, fucking thank you for letting me be here.
God damn it, dude.
I like how Freddie brought his own. He doesn't fuck around. He brought his own booze.
You know what? I live here in Philly. And Stateside Vodka, anywhere I go, it can be the strip club, it can be the Ritz-Carlton Hotel.
Yeah.
I need my Stateside Vodka, so it's great.
You just bring it in the bag with you, right?
Yeah.
You're like the
P. Diddy of Stateside Vodka. He's Ciroc, you're Stateside. I like it.
I think I'm just the Freddie Mitchell of Philadelphia.
You're goddamn right.
I love being here on Drinking Bros, though. This is awesome, because this fits me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a drinking bro.
It fits us.
Right.
It fits us. Because when I think of Philadelphia, I think of three things. I think of Rocky. I think of cheesesteaks, and I think of Freddie Mitchell. That's it. I don't think of anybody else.
Not necessarily in that order either.
Dan, exactly that. You know what? I'll pay you guys later because I love being here. Thank you for here. How do you get this set up? I mean, we're Super Bowl champions.
Crazy.
You're right here.
In the heart of it.
You're right here. Like the new Philly special statue, I can see it right here. This is great.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy.
It's not a bad spot.
It's a great spot, right?
Yeah.
And you have the decking right here.
The shade. Everybody says this is solar powered. Is that true?
Man, that shit can't solar power a fucking phone. That's just for looks, man.
That's what I say.
You know, it's just like one of them blue recycle bins that they say is going to recycle. Everything goes to the same spot.
That's what I feel. And everybody's like, no, you don't understand. It's this Elon Musk technology, and it's mind-blowing. It's not that mind-blowing is what it is.
No.
You know, that's just like everything being gluten-free. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't understand. Like, I saw some meat product that said gluten-free. Like, why the fuck would wheat be in gluten and meat in the first place?
I'm not that smart. If they're over there, I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, boy. And Freddie, I appreciate you coming out, especially today, because I'm sweating like Shaq, game 7 of a fucking championship. It is hot. You're toweling off, too.
Yeah, it's pretty hot, but I'm from Florida. You're a Georgia boy, right?
Yeah, I'm a Georgia boy.
And wait a minute, where you at, Dan?
Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Shit. So we understand the heat.
Yeah. We know the heat.
We understand the heat, but we're kind of bougie right now, so we've been spoiled a little bit.
Dan was in war.
Oh, yeah.
So this is like a Tuesday for you, Dan.
It's actually Thursday.
This is like a Thursday night for Dan, right?
Dan, here's the thing. Dan's the serial killer that waits in a closet and is the driest person on the face of the planet.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
It's not.
It's not that interesting.
Yeah. He doesn't smile. You don't smile for pictures either.
I just, what's the point of that? I look the way I look, motherfucker, all right?
See, and you know what? That's why I'm here. I'm smiling. I'm happy to be here.
You are.
But don't get him pissed off.
No, I wouldn't. No, never. This guy's killed like hundreds of people. I haven't. I'm a comedian. He's killed like hundreds of people in war. And that's real, Dan.
That's the only thing that'll
make him blush, by the way.
It really does. Actually, he smiled.
That's it. Yeah. It's the first
Is it
smile
fucked
you
up that I always smile when he talks about me killing people?
Yeah,
is that weird?
Like, how many kills you got? Smile.
Huge. There it is. Freddie, I want to ask you, How happy were you when the Philadelphia Eagles finally brought home the championship last year?
You know what? It was kind of redemption, because I don't know if you can remember in 05 in the Super Bowl in Jacksonville.
Yeah, 100%.
I actually started that game when that was the Terrell Owens game, mm-hmm. when he came back and Donovan McNabb threw up in the huddle. That game right there.
Yeah.
So we lost. And for years, for at least 10 years, it's been very depressing. I'm not going to lie.
It's been rough for the city.
It really has.
I'm actually glad you said that. So I'm a diehard Falcons fan, by the way.
Okay.
I went to the Super Bowl to watch them play, and they fucking lost. It was depressing.
Yeah, yes.
As a player, because I said the Falcons couldn't come back from that. As a player, how depressing is it?
It was depressing for the city of Philadelphia, and it was 100% depressing for me. I still haven't got over it, you know? So it's hardcore.
Yeah. How much pressure do you feel to make the fans happy? I mean, that's a whole city.
Right.
And some, like, when there's economic downturn or some fucking bullshit happens,
right.
The sad stuff.
It's kind of like LeBron James is like, he was like, man, I come to Cleveland, you know,
yeah.
I feel their pain,
yeah.
you know? And we actually felt their pain. But the funny thing about Philadelphia fans, they held us accountable. You know,
they don't
if
fuck
we drop
here,
the ball,
yeah.
you're going to get booed.
Yeah.
You know, if you mess up, you're going to get booed.
Yep.
And it made us better. They're not as bad as they were when we were playing. You know, they don't, throw hockey sticks at Santa Claus or whatever. Or car batteries.
Well, there's always
a
chance.
Car batteries?
Yeah.
You know how big a car battery
Bro.
Is? You're talking about a 9-volt battery.
I know.
How
do they get it in the
talking
stadium?
Talking about embellishment.
No.
I love this.
I went to a Philadelphia Phillies game. I saw a guy drag a car battery into the game pre-9/11. Pre-9/11, you could get away with shit like that.
You can't get away with that fucking now. No way.
Car battery.
That's
this is awesome.
He brought a fucking car battery.
I don't
into
know
the
how
stadium.
The millennials, the millennials football fans,
no,
are
they're
live
pussies.
Up to the car battery.
No,
yeah.
they can't.
Yeah.
They can't. The fans nowadays are pussies compared to old school fans
That's
like
right.
our dads.
That's right.
Like that was the real fan base where it was like, hey,
I blame it on social media.
Same. I do too,
or
man.
Or I blame it on the Kardashians.
All of it.
Either way. What's the difference?
We got a lot of exactly. What's the difference? That is social media.
All of it rolled into one.
Right.
Are you still, let me ask you, when you walk through the streets of Philadelphia, does everybody still stop you?
It's so amazing because I know this one play, 4th and 26.
Yes.
And I mean,
fourth
you
down
say,
Freddy.
Yeah, when you say it only takes one catch or one thing in your life that really, really makes you, I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And everybody always remembers where they were when I caught that ball. And it was great.
Man, and I'm glad to hear that because sometimes people are like, oh, man, I wish I would have done this or this or this. I think if you remembered for one great thing in your life, congratulations. You
That's
did
fun.
It.
Yeah. That's fine. You know, it's I'll take it.
Like Dan right now is dating a girl way out of his
oh,
league.
Yeah.
Really? You outkicked your coverage?
That's the only thing I'm going to that's the only thing I'm gonna remember Dan for.
Yeah. She's hot as fuck.
This girl is dating now.
Yeah. He's like, she's hot as fuck.
Bro. Huge fake tits. Like, that's it's awesome. Way out of Dan's
Does
league.
Does she have any sisters?
We need none, to check none on you that. Want to talk to.
Oh, goodness. Damn it.
It's going to be real on that one.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
What's your prediction for the Phillies, the Philadelphia Eagles this year?
I think the Eagles, they it's going to be hard. You know, once you have that target on your back, it's hard. You know, we have our schedule's harder because last year we were coming off of the year before, we were coming off of a 9-7 year.
Right.
So we got a pretty good schedule. Everybody wants you when you win the Super Bowl. And they want to say, hey, we beat the Super Bowl champs.
100%.
So they're coming at you. You know, Wentz is not as healthy as you want him to be. He probably won't be back until week 4. I'm not going to believe all the shenanigans that the media try to control the narrative and the organization. He's not going to be back until a while. So it's going to be hard.
That's what I think, too. Like, week 4 was my guess.
Yeah.
They've got Nick Foles. The line dropped in Vegas. It's down to one tonight.
One, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was two.
No, it's one now.
Yeah, it's
it was
one.
Four,
it's
then
one.
Two, then one.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be honest, for the Eagles, I don't think they need to rush Wentz back.
At all.
They have plenty of time. They're not.
We're talking about 1 year instead of 5 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, who cares? You won a Super Bowl. Sit back and chill.
Yeah.
Eat that up and just relax.
Yeah. And I like Wentz. Like, for the future, that's the guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it is hard to find a franchise quarterback. If that's your dude, don't race him back into it. I don't know how Foles does tonight. I picked the Falcons in tonight's game, by the way.
Yeah,
picked the Falcons.
You did. But it's a one-point spread. I mean, that's
a one-point spread. Foles hasn't looked that good in preseason for some reason.
Man, you know what? And that's the thing. He didn't look good at the end of the season last year, but the players, they actually galvanized behind him and actually did their thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it takes more than one player. I think that they'll control what Foles does, what he's going to do, and breastfeed him, basically, through the win.
Sure.
But I don't know if they're going to win. But I want them to win.
Yeah. Of course you do. And by the way, I was not wearing a Falcons jersey into this stadium at all.
Well, you had a Vic, so it's kind of like
that was my way out.
Yeah, I know it was. You're tying it in some way.
I had to do it.
You're tying it in some way.
I had to.
I love that.
Let me ask you the Fred X nickname, because we had an offensive lineman of yours.
Oh. I remember you said you're going to tell me this story.
He told me a different story.
You know what? And it's funny. I want to hear what story he told you. Do you want to tell your story first or my story?
You tell me my story. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a guy named Howard Eskin. He's a huge radio host he was in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I came on a show and he said, I want to have a contest. And because you have so many nicknames, who has the best nickname? It's very simple. So the person that won, I got to choose from five.
Right.
And I chose from five of the, it was actually the Philly fans that actually came and chose Fred X, because he always delivered. And that's what it was.
So, okay, that's part of the story I heard. The second part, one of your offensive linemen said,
wait a minute, you got to call his name out now. What the hell?
Well, he was in studio with you.
John,
yeah.
Ryan?
Nope. What's his name? He was
from Cal? From Cal?
Yeah. Yes, from Berkeley. Yeah.
What's his
name? He said
name?
You sent
Man.
In, he you sent now. Yourself a FedEx package into the film room.
Well, that could have been, that was Andy Reid that did that.
It wasn't you.
Yeah,
so it wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me. It was Andy Reid that
actually
did that. Yep.
His theory was that you sent it to yourself.
Everybody thinks
that would have been a baller move, though.
It would have been.
That's what I said. I said that's a baller move.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny that everybody always thinks, he's like, Freddie did that shit. Freddie knew it was just way too good and thought out. But, you know, I didn't really do it. I can't claim it. I can't even claim Fred X. You know, it was a fan. It was
sure.
A Philly fan and people's champ. It was just Philly fans doing what Philly fans do.
So how was Andy Reid as a coach? Because obviously he's in Kansas City now. I feel like he's been coaching my entire life at this point.
He actually has been. it's been a while.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. You know what? The funny thing about it is he's evolved now. You know, it's like when I was there, he was like the king of the ship, and we were all peasants and did what he said. Now he's kind of compromising a little bit. He's kind of stubborn in a way sometimes.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And it just really sucks because I love him. We love him like he's our dad or whatever else. So, I mean, I wouldn't even use stubborn as I use recalcitrant. Go ahead and look that up. Google it.
Yeah. I'm not definitely going to Google
it. He was kind of a recalcitrant kind of person. So, I don't know, though, but I love him. He picked me first round.
Yeah.
So, what bad things can you say about a guy that would draft you first round draft pick for the Super Bowl Philadelphia Eagles?
Super Bowl
and
Philadelphia
Eagles. Can I say something that really kind of grinds my gears?
Go
though?
Ahead. Fire away.
Because,
that's what we do on this show.
Because these Eagles, you know, I love the Eagles with all my heart, but I'm seeing around here they're like world champions.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you world champions?
They didn't play China in the.
Yeah,
they didn't
beat exactly. China. I'm like,
they didn't beat China. I'm going to check. Did they beat China?
Yeah.
Nope. Still haven't beaten China.
What other country did you play? You're not world champions.
They could play the Alouettes.
Yeah, that's Alouettes, right. You got to play the Canadian
go
team.
Go up to the CFL.
You
want to
be world champions,
Alouettes.
You got to play the Canadian team.
Yeah, but I'm like, can we get. I don't know. I never understood that.
No.
They have it, and once you see it, they have it on. I think they have it on their rings.
They do.
And by
the way,
does that?
Everybody does. World Series, too, where it's just
yeah.
World
it's
Series.
World Series. Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know.
It's just the Major League Baseball Series.
Yeah,
like, it's not the world.
Yeah. I don't understand that.
If you were to play the Dominican Republic every goddamn day, good luck.
Exactly.
To me, that's
you're
about,
get crushed.
To me, that's about America, though, because everybody that has that kind of athletic talent comes here to play in our leagues. Unless it's soccer, right?
I was going to say soccer or whatever.
But other than that, I mean, if you like, they, who is it that just signed that rugby player? Was it the Eagles
that
signed
that. That's one out of, you know, it's
a gajillion,
not like a country preparing for this war, you know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, yeah.
Soccer is the only really World Cup. Like, it's a world
for sure.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we that much of an elitist organization that we can put world champions on our thing?
I think so.
I think it makes sense in baseball, and here's why. Because you can play in the Japanese or Korean leagues, and
true.
They're pretty decent, but they can never compete.
Even Australia
over here.
Has
yeah, they're okay,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, baseball.
But if you just divided all the people in Major League Baseball up into ethnicities, you could have a World Series, right? So I think it's
right.
just... But for the NFL, it doesn't make any sense.
Although, it doesn't make any sense.
Who are they going to play, though?
That's what I'm saying. So but just say Super Bowl champs. Everybody knows what NFL is. Everybody knows what's going on. Just say Super Bowl champs. Don't
Super
say
Bowl
anything
champs.
Else.
Everybody knows
it's
what
easy.
That is. That's
it's
it.
Good. We're still going to love you the same way.
That's it. No matter what.
It's kind of like putting gluten free on a filet mignon.
Oh,
you know?
Exactly.
And up pricing the charge.
I know. It's like saying Dan's girlfriend's got real tits. She doesn't, Dan. She doesn't.
They're real to me.
I love going in on Dan.
Yeah. I like that.
Funniest dude on the planet. Super dry funny, and I love it so much. Freddie, let me ask you this. Who is your favorite player to play with?
The favorite player to play with, man, that's a great question.
Yeah?
You know that?
Because you played
that,
with some of the greats.
I played with a lot.
Terrell Owens. You played with McNabb. I mean, you played with
Brian Mitchell. Brian Dawkins.
Like, you played with everybody.
Yeah, you know, my favorite players to play with.
Westbrook?
I was kind of an Westbrook. I was an offensive lineman mentality. Like, you know, I was real bro. So I like playing with John Runyon. He would be like, he would be that guy that, you know, if anybody's tackled you or whatever else, he's coming up to clean up the pile. Yeah, he's removing everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm a country boy, too. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I see you had that barbecue, the rub and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's grillyourassoff.com. Yeah.
Grillyourassoff. Yeah. Great company.
Yeah, you can take that with you, by the way.
Yeah, I need to get it. I can't take it in the stadium, but I'm a griller.
Oh, yeah.
I put it down.
Where you going? Where are you sitting at? Where do they put Freddie Mitchell?
Well, you know what's so funny? We have to buy our own tickets as players.
How does Freddie Mitchell not get comped for life?
Yeah, it's
fucking
bad. It's bad. But I have a good friend. But I have a good friend that I partner up with Allied Resources, and they have a suite. So I live the suite life, literally.
No pun
intended, right?
No, dude, I get it.
You get it?
I get it. Sweet Life with Zach and Cody was a big show, too.
I love that.
I'll be at the Falcons game in the suite as well.
You know what I love when Dan just shakes his head and looks
That's
at you?
That's all he does.
I'm very judgmental.
Oh, yeah.
I love
Super
that.
Super judgmental.
I love that.
So let me ask you, during that Super Bowl, when McNabb threw up,
right? Ooh,
was that criticism justified, yes or no?
It was, man.
A lot of questions.
Yeah,
I'm getting Freddie Mitchell today.
And I can usually answer them like this, but then when you make me think,
yeah.
It's like, damn. You know what it was? You know, it was a two-minute drill. He waited all his life for this. Everybody else was prepared. You know, and that's what I couldn't stand about playing with Donovan. It was like every game was predicated on whether he showed up. Everybody else was going to show up. Everybody else did their job, you know? And you know, as a military guy, it's a team thing.
Yeah,
so
you can't fuck around. Yeah.
If you fuck around and somebody fucks up, you're dead.
Yeah,
you're dead. Well, we lost. We were dead.
Well, there's a lot of guys in the league like that now. Eli Manning's like that. You never know which Eli is going to show up to fucking play that day.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL who are like that. Yep. What was T.O. like?
Terrell was the best person ever. I cannot believe media did that to him. And
That's probably what a lot of people say, by the way. Everybody says Terrell's the greatest guy.
It's the organizations that really – I mean, the blackball thing is real, you know. And I felt a little bit of that. And Terrell's the kind of guy that would give you the shirt off his back.
Yeah.
If anybody knew what that meant, you know, he's done it to him.
I mean, he's not like Kanye. He's not walking around slapping paparazzi and shit.
No.
He's just kind of a dick.
But he'll give you the shirt off his back and then do crunches in your driveway.
Yeah, but the thing about it, you know, it's funny. He will do that. In Morristown, New Jersey, stand up. I live there when I could afford it. You know, I'm in the city now, but I'm on Section 8 now. But, you know.
Everybody show up to Freddie Mitchell's house.
You don't like that joke?
I love it. I love that joke, but are you there?
Let it ride. Don't question it.
I'm not. Look, I don't know if you're there or not. Because if so, I was going to
give black. You. He doesn't know if I'm there or not.
Exactly. I was going to give you $80.
Hey, you know what? Dan did not even laugh at that joke.
Didn't blink.
I'm laughing on the inside.
Head.
Yeah.
He shook his head. Okay, you're
when
not.
You, when you've
that.
Killed as many people as Dan,
Jesus Christ. Would you fucking stop?
It is laughter on the inside.
That is freaking hilarious, bro. That is awesome.
Let me ask you this. College-wise, you went to UCLA, right?
Yes, sir.
How'd
you
like
that?
I lived in L.A. for 18 years.
How'd you like UCLA?
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to tie it in with this question he's going to say.
Well, because here's where I'm
going
with this.
Because I'm good like that. Go ahead.
Here's where I'm going with this. On Rappaport's show, and we had Rappaport on this show, Michael Rappaport on this show.
Right.
He asked Lamar Odom when the greatest time of his life was. And he said college, because of that college pussy, he was at UCLA as well. Was that the greatest time of your life at UCLA?
You know what?
Being a superstar in LA.
You know what is funny? I'm writing a book. The book is gonna be good. And I'm gonna give the first 100 copies here.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because
yeah.
My stories at UCLA with Hugh Hefner was like my dad.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And I had a key. I had a key basically. They're clapping at our radio show.
Yeah.
Their
course,
podcast
yeah.
show.
Yeah,
they know what's going on.
Yeah.
So I had a key to the Playboy Mansion, and these girls had so many daddy issues, and I was the youngest guy there. and it was just amazing. At the time, I didn't have a pot belly either. You know, I call that wealthy weight. But
there you go.
And it was great, man. The girls were there. And the girls were from everywhere. Hollywood, Santa Monica College. I even hit a couple USC girls.
Ooh.
Doggy style.
Oh, I bet you did.
No rubber.
No, because you didn't have to back then.
You didn't have
you're
to.
You're above the law.
You let it ride.
You're Freddie Mitchell. You're above the law.
You're entitled like a motherfucker.
That's what I said, dude. We had a conversation on the way over.
We did, yeah.
I don't wear condoms. My pullout game is strong.
Yeah. My pullout game is definitely strong. Or I'm shooting blanks.
Either way.
Do you have any kids?
One that I know of.
Yeah, exactly.
One that you're responsible
for. I got two that I know of.
Oh, one that you pay child support for, right?
So what's that key like to the Playboy Mansion? Is it a real key?
You know what? It's so great. You know, it really is. And it's just you talking to a rock saying, hey, Freddie Mitchell's here. You know, you know the infamous rock, right?
Yeah.
It's like talking to the rock saying, hey, Freddie's here. And, man, it's just the best thing about it was all the celebrities that, you know, knew I was a college football player. And they just showed love, man. I mean, it was all kinds of huge celebrities.
Yeah, so when I was there, and the reason why I brought this up, Linehart, Reggie Bush, all those guys were huge at that time. Mm-hmm. They had the keys to the city, and all I kept thinking every night I saw them out at all these Hollywood parties is I was like, yo, you'll never make it in the NFL raging this hard.
Right.
Linehart bombed himself out. I'm surprised that you were as great as you were simply for the fact of when you grow up in that environment and you're introduced to all of that, like it's real easy to get lazy real quick.
It is. But then the thing about it is it's just your team. You know, it was funny. Wilt just still Chamberlain. I met him in the Playboy Mansion.
No way.
And he said, he told me this and I remember this. And I haven't even really told anybody this. But he said, you can have all the pussy in the world, but you have to score touchdowns. And I'm like,
that's a T-shirt.
Not only is that a T-shirt, that's a motto to live by.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He said, you know what? I was like, you know what? He's like, this can all be taken away.
Yeah.
If you don't score touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
genius. It was just great, right?
They should just sit you down and have that class with you and say, like, hey, man, you can keep having pussy forever.
Right. Yeah.
But you got to keep scoring touchdowns.
You have to score touchdowns.
That's the motto to live by. Yeah. That's what I believe in, too, where it's just like, hey, man. Because everybody's like, dude, why are you the best writer on the goddamn planet? Because I have to.
Right.
I have to keep getting that great pussy from my wife.
Yeah, you have to.
That's it.
Yeah, because his wife will shut him down completely if he doesn't keep writing. Yeah.
He'll put you on pussy probation.
Oh, yeah.
Shut him down.
Have you ever heard of pussy probation, right?
Go write another fucking hit.
Go drop another hit.
Like, that's it.
That's awesome.
If I don't drop hits, she'll shut down
the
pussy.
She holds you accountable.
Yes.
She's kind of like us Eagles fans out here.
100%.
I love that.
100%. So let me ask you, on opening day, do you get as hyped for opening day as everybody else does, like us as fans and all that stuff? Like I played high school ball. How far did you go?
High school.
You know what, for me, it's a depression type thing, man. You know, I had to deal with that a lot because you miss the game.
Yeah.
You know, you just miss the camaraderie of your team.
Yeah.
Just miss a lot of stuff, and I love it. You know, I'm hyped. But you don't get the butterflies you do as when you know you got a kill in sight and it's in your trigger.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get that anymore. So you chase it.
Damn.
You're chasing it somewhere else.
Yeah, so how do you keep yourself motivated now?
You know what I do? I open up a mental health facility. I'm actually opening up here. And I just help people.
Yep.
I love people. So, I mean, that really brings joy to me. So I do that, and I build a community, man. I love the Philly fans. I love the Philadelphia community.
I think it says a lot that you stayed here.
Right.
I love that.
Most people go back to where the fuck they came from.
Yeah, I could go to Florida.
Right?
Yeah. I could go to L.A. I could do whatever I wanted to do, but I'm like, you know what? No, I love Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I'd tell you what, man, Freddie Mitchell, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I won't keep you. I know you got a busy day.
I'm going to get drunk some more, you know?
No.
Hey, hold on. We got to tell your followers, too, because I'm starting this, like, Instagram thing,
yes.
Right? You have to follow me because it's FMitchell84. They see that little blue verified bullshit.
Yeah.
But
we all got that check mark.
Yeah, so tell them, can you tell a couple of people to follow me?
I will.
Yeah, we'll post you up today.
Yeah, so
yeah, here's what
we do typically. We have a thing called Drinking Bro of the Week.
Right.
And it's somebody that was inspirational in your life. So we'll have you give the Drinking Bro of the Week to somebody that inspired you growing up.
Then afterwards,
tell them where they can find you on Facebook, Instagram, everything. Because you're one of the most entertaining motherfuckers on the face of the earth.
But just the thing, though, D, I thought I was an inspiration to you.
Oh, you were? You were?
Absolutely.
Are you
Ross, I thought I was. Dan's looking over here. He's like, yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love
it. You had to have had an inspiration growing up.
Yeah, I really did. And I'll try to figure that out. You know, pussy was my inspiration.
Who was the best piece of pussy you had in your life? Are you married right now? Can you talk about that?
You know, I 100%. I'm very open with my sex life, especially with the hot girls I had. But
Is that white girl with you right now?
Yeah, that's my Canadian right there.
God damn it, dude.
I have a Canadian though.
That girl's
fire. Yeah, I have a Canadian.
That's great.
It is what it is when you're Fred X. You know what I'm saying?
That's another T-shirt right there.
That is, isn't it?
It is what it is when you're Fred X, dude.
I need to listen to this podcast again and again.
Oh, dude.
So then I get my T-shirt
out.
Trademark everything, right?
No, but was there one person in your life that you were like, hey, man, who made you the guy you are today? A coach? A player?
You know what? I'm not even gonna give that answer. I'm gonna wait and then I'll post it on the
Post it on Drinker Bros.
Your Drinker
Bros.
For
sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Make a video and we'll post it. I appreciate it.
Perfect.
And where can people find you on Instagram and Facebook and everything?
It's real simple. F Mitchell 84.
Boom.
There it is.
On everything.
All across. F Mitchell 84. I'm gonna make it simple.
Hell, you had to.
Because anybody on Drinking Bros is drunk like me.
Exactly. Did somebody take Freddie Mitchell?
Look at this army. You see the army.
The kilt.
Kilt.
By the way, he's got nothing underneath that.
Golly, really?
Hey, Freddie Mitchell wants to see your dick. Is that cool?
Just his balls. Just his balls.
Just lift it. Just your balls. He just wants to.
He showed me his balls. Dan.
Dan,
I thought he was bluffing.
No,
he
was not bluffing.
I thought he was bluffing.
Only on Drinking Bros.
Legit, you just got balls on the show.
He's a great. I like that. He's a growing out of show.
That's what it is.
This is crazy.
Are you coming to get Fred X out of here?
No, he's coming to drink.
Come on in.
Come on to drink.
Come on in. We had to take a little break. And have you noticed since we're doing video show as well, we took a little break because security came. And... they said we couldn't have this much liquor on this.
Yeah, apparently there's a rule about
Dead
liquor.
Serious. We couldn't have bottles of vodka.
I've never heard that before.
I haven't either. Stateside Vodka brought all these bottles of vodka, and they said, hey, you can't have this much vodka on the set. I was like, we're the fucking Drinker Bros. We have Fred X on the
it's
show.
It's literally in the name.
From the NFL opener.
The name of the show is Drinking Bros.
Yeah.
And Fred X is on the show.
Crazy.
What the fuck?
Crazy. The guy's a legend here. A legend here. But so many Drinking Bros came out from the Pennsylvania chapter. We're going to have some of them on. You, lady, come on down. Come on down. A detective. The detective is on the show.
That's actually secret squirrel shit, so you shouldn't say that out loud.
Really? Are we not allowed to say that?
No.
Not at all. That's crazy. You know, that's my wife's dream. Your everything you do on a day-to-day basis is my wife's dream. She wants to find dead bodies. That is the only thing she wants
Wait,
to do.
She
in
doesn't
this
want to be a cop. Oh, she just wants to find dead bodies.
She just wants to find a dead body. So she'll go jog and
Stand By Me.
Tell
she wants to find
Philly,
a dead body.
I'll tell her all the little spots. She'll find dead bodies. It's fine.
What's your name?
My name is Tiffany.
Tiffany, how long have you been in Drinking Bros?
Actually, like 2 years.
2 years. That's amazing.
I'm like newish.
How are you still single in Drinking Bros? Is what I don't understand.
I make not so great decisions. I mean, actually, they're very fun decisions.
Well, you wouldn't be a Drinking Bro if you weren't making bad decisions. So, how long have you been working for the Philly PD?
About 6 years.
Shit. Mm-hmm. How is that, by the way, on a day-to-day basis?
Overall, lots of fun. Yeah.
Oh, there was a heavy pause there.
It was a pause. I mean, overall, there's a lot of camaraderie depending on where you work. So, like, that part is awesome. But there's some very heavy days you have to deal with.
Sure.
So, you take the good and the bad.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, I'm sure working in Philly, you probably see the most fucked up shit on the planet, right?
Yeah, we say it's the, like, best tickets to the greatest show on earth kind of thing.
Oh, boy.
Just because you see a lot of shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, Dan's seen a lot of shit.
Your shit, Christ.
Yes. Both. I mean, literal shit. Yes.
Both.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about being in the Drinking Bros community?
Actually, just meeting all of us. Corny and cliche, but meeting all new people that you already know are kind of on the same mental level as you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of places you go and you're like, shit, I'm gonna say something that's gonna offend someone, but here I'm like, I can just do whatever the fuck I want, and everyone will be cool with it.
And there's a group here that's that is not only here for you, but here for you during extreme circumstances.
Yes.
It's for the audience at home, by the way, we weren't lying. It's about 98 degrees here. Lot K would not let us in until 3:30. They had said on the website, hey, it's 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Drinking Bros community piled up outside in cars outside the stadium. We put a pop-up tent and started drinking out in the streets. Yeah. What street is that?
Patterson.
Okay.
Patterson was on Patterson today.
Yeah. We were drinking out in the streets. Zima everywhere. Dan was doing shots live. I mean, from a bottle of vodka right on the street.
Yeah.
That's how you should do it.
Yeah. That's what this community is to me, where it's just like, holy shit, nobody cares. People are doing Jell-O shots over there.
Fred X is over there doing Jell-O shots.
Shut the fuck up.
Can they bring us Jell-O shots?
Josh, pan over to Fred X doing Jell-O shots over there. That's amazing. Amazing. I can't believe Freddie Mitchell is doing.
I want orange.
Freddie Mitchell's doing Jell-O shots with all the drinking bros right now.
This is hilarious, guys.
This is the greatest.
Come to Philly.
Show in the
hang out with Fred X, do Jell-O shots. What the fuck?
There's no way this is going down right now.
I'm not saying that it's going to end pretty, but it's going to be fun.
Yes. Hey, Fred X, we're joining you in Jell-O shots, my man. We're joining you in Jell-O shots.
Go Birds!
My man. Amazing. Amazing. Well, look, thank you for coming out. What dish did you make for the tailgate?
It is chicken Marcella bites.
Ooh.
So there's Marcella wine on top of Marcella wine.
Ooh. I am looking forward to those. Look, thank you for coming out. This is amazing. There's so many people here. We're going to try to get some people in. Come on in.
Everyone
you drove.
Is also
you
here.
Picked this up at the hotel. Come on in. Thank you.
Let's do it.
What's your name?
Eric.
Come on in, Eric. Eric? Oh,
the pressure's on now, bitch.
I'll give you the Van and Ham all day. Eric, so when we said we were coming to Philadelphia, the first message I got was from you, and you said, hey, man, down a tailgate, I got a truck, I got a grill, I will be there.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure enough, dude, on the exact second you were there with a grill, like, we're raging with 18 people. I want to thank you for doing that, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. You don't get the big dick daddy in Philly that often.
No. Goddamn right you don't.
No.
You don't get a dick this big in Philly ever. Like, that's a rarity, for Christ's sake. Has John Holmes ever shot a movie here? If not, congratulations. Number one dick in the city.
We get a lot of schmidiums.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. What do you do here in Philadelphia?
I work for a building automation company. We control HVAC units.
No shit.
Yeah.
You didn't have any AC in your car, though, motherfucker.
I think that a mechanic never has a good working car himself.
I know.
That's a true story. That's a true rumor.
That's the rumor. Are you a diehard Eagles fan?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Since the day I was born.
What it mean to you when they won this championship this last year?
You know what? I've been waiting 32 years for that. And you know what the worst part was? I was sober that night.
Stop.
I was on call for work.
No way.
Stone cold sober.
How crazy was the city when they won?
It was in an uproar. We, you know, me and my brother and a few friends, I drove them down to Cotman and Frankfurt, and it was nut to butt for like three blocks. Cops were there, didn't do shit because there wasn't enough of them to handle the crowd. The entire city was completely outrageous.
I get it, though, man. Like, I probably would have just let it burn, too. Was it as crazy as it was on the news?
In certain spots, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's what I like about Philly, though. Whether they win or lose, the city may be destroyed.
Oh,
that's absolutely. I fucking love it, dude.
Same.
We're going to burn it down because they fucked up, or we're going to burn it down in celebration. One or the other.
You gotta have goals.
I love it. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate
absolutely.
It. Thanks for bringing us here. Thanks for all this amazing fucking setup today.
Yeah, this is great.
You're my drinking bro of the week, by the way.
Oh, shit. That's a fucking honor. I mean, drinking bros, we do what's needed, and we help out where we need.
Always, man. I appreciate it. We'll bring some more people on the show.
You
come on in. Come on in. Girlfriends. When I was talking about partying in the streets, they wouldn't let us in for the tailgate earlier. You had a pop-up tent.
Yes, I did.
Now you can speak right into it.
Okay.
We're figuring out microphones
here.
Yeah.
Pop-up tent.
And yep. we were drinking in the street.
Yes. Why not? It's Philly. Nobody was driving there.
It's Philly.
That's right.
That's the most. I told you this earlier. When we were on the street. I was like, this is the most Philly thing we could probably get into, right? When we're here, it's just like, hey, fuck it. We're just gonna party in the middle of the street.
It was hot. We needed shade.
Boy, you had a canopy. You had everything. You had a cooler specifically for Zimas. I've never seen a container like that before.
That was cool. That's Hal. That was the other guy. He hooked you up with the Zima and Jolly Ranchers. I did the cheesesteak and canopy and Jello shots. My buddy made Jello shots last night.
Freddie Mitchell was doing your Jello shots.
Yes, we did. I put some there, but you didn't see them.
No, I did.
I got you other ones.
So I took this one. I took this one down. I told you my over-under Jello shots is about 18 today.
Okay.
I'm a little disappointed in you, though. I feel like as someone who's a professional drinker, you would know to swirl around the fucking cup before you try to squeeze it all into your mouth. So you can
really?
Get it.
Yeah.
That looks terrible.
I don't like to get my fingers sticky.
Then use your
tongue.
Use your tongue.
Who says that? Who's that? But I'm doing a live show. I can't use my tongue like I want to use my tongue.
It's a video show now.
Jared
should be here.
I know he should be. Jared doesn't like sports though for some reason.
No.
Which is, a goddamn shame.
Actually, we had a great conversation with Jared on the way over here today, and he said, "So who's going to be in the Super Bowl this year? Haven't they picked it yet?"
I have no idea.
Right? No, that's not how fucking sports works, bitch.
Yeah, he doesn't even know that the season had
No, he
doesn't.
No.
He doesn't care about football.
And he didn't care about sports at all. In general, motocross is about all that motherfucker gets down on.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. How long have you been an Eagles fan?
Never.
No shit.
I'm not an Eagles
Just a
fan.
Drinking bro.
Yeah.
I love it even more.
Which is why you came down.
T-shirts. Yeah.
Because I'm not an Eagles fan, but with Cam's thing coming up. With Cam's thing coming up on Saturday, we made shirts for Libby.
And tell the audience about Cam and these t-shirts, please.
So, Cam Elliott, who is a drinking bro, and he's got a beautiful little girl named Libby who's got NF2, which I don't know a whole lot about it, but it has something to do with tumors on her brain that causes issues. And he's been such a great part of Drinking Bros. It's so inspirational to everybody. Everybody follows Libby, and she's adorable. So my girlfriend and I, who are not Eagles fans, decided to do this.
Falcons fans showed up.
We had a Falcons fan over here getting booed by Drinking Bros.
It's getting rowdy out here. Some Falcons fans showed up. Homeboys is holding a full pizza, too. A full fucking pizza. He brought a pizza man, dude. If you're watching the video show at home, you're not going to fucking believe this one. Only in Philly does somebody bring a pizza man with them, dude. Yo, can you hold my pizza while we go and fucking tailgate? Wow. Sorry to interrupt you. Tell us about Cam and the t-shirts.
Yeah, so Libby just had surgery. She had some more tumors removed, and she's doing really well. But Cam does a ruck every year as a fundraiser to raise money for NF2 research and awareness. And his ruck is on Sunday in Australia, so we're doing a walk for him Saturday here in the U.S.
That's great.
At the same time to support him. And I made a shirt for Libby, and we're going to have everybody sign it if they want to give a donation, and I'm going to send that to Cam.
Man, that's fucking fantastic. This community is so amazing, and I think people don't realize it's more than just a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a whole community that is all across America, and if you find a drinking bro, that's it, man. You're in for life.
Yeah, it's been such a great community. Like, I've been in drinking. I found Drinking Bros first and then the podcast, but like, I traveled to Colorado, didn't know anybody, just posted something like, hey, guys, is there anything I should see? Not only did they give me suggestions, they, like, put a whole meetup together, they took me out, we went drinking, and now, like, we're friends for life. It's just such a great community and such great people. Like, I've gotten to know so many of these guys.
That's amazing. Well, hey, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for coming out today.
Here.
No, it's a blast. And, like, this is why Dan and I wanted to do this.
Yeah.
Because we're going across America all fall and winter just to meet everybody from all the Drinking Bros subgroups on Facebook, because we never get to meet them in person.
And there's hundreds
like,
of them.
Hey, I want to put a face to the name that we see on Facebook. And it's amazing. Thank you for everything today.
You're
sincerely.
Welcome. If you ever need anything in Jersey, let us know.
Oh, of course.
We appreciate it.
Of course. Bye. Thank you so much.
No problem.
You with the Pew Professional shirt. Yes. Come on down, sir. Come on down.
It's your turn, dear.
My turn.
Come on down.
Sorry. One second.
Oh, is he putting a little strike force in the Yingling? That is some old school shit. You were an OG homie. You've got a
premium.
Few professional show. You're Art 15 fam. You're one. Day one.
From as soon as I learned it existed, yeah.
No shit. What's your name?
My name is Ryan Morford.
Ryan Morford?
Yes.
Where are you from, Ryan?
I am originally from Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon?
Yep.
Wow, land of the hippies.
The land of the granola hippie.
Wow, surprise you're drinking, bro.
Yeah. I'm originally from there.
Gotcha.
Okay, I'm not now.
You live in Philly now?
No, I work and live in Lancaster County.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
My actual job is 11 Bravo Infantry. I'm active Army. My current position is I am a government contracted soul sucker, a.k.a. I am an Army recruiter.
Oh, really?
You piece of shit.
Yeah.
My girlfriend is a National Guard recruiter.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Our jobs suck.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a sales job. It sucks.
Oh, it is.
Sales job
sucks. Is that what it is?
It basically is, yeah.
We are timeshare salesmen.
Yeah.
It's not even as bad as used car salesmen. No, we're timeshare salesmen.
Get the fuck out of here. Because I've always wondered, as a civilian, air quotes around that, I've always wondered, like, what that job entails. What's it like?
It's waking up and contemplating not going to work.
Every single day?
It's through your entire day thinking that... you don't want to go to work.
Why?
It's tough because your
that?
Performance it's, is based on the decisions of other people.
Gotcha.
I mean,
it's,
you know,
one,
and,
it's one of those
of,
jobs where if you have a bad boss, it fucking sucks and there's nothing you can do about it.
And, you know, I joined the Army to shoot people in the face and blow things up, and now I'm a salesman.
Where were you a fucking 11 Bravo at?
Fort Bragg, Fort Lewis, Fort Wainwright.
Where at Bragg?
Bragg 1504.
I was 2325.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're a shady lot.
Yeah. No, I've been in for 13 years. For the last 2.5, I've been a recruiter. I've got about 6 more months before I can go back and do my actual job.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Are you going the full 20? Is that the goal?
Yeah.
He's at 13 absolutely. Now.
Yeah. You got it, right?
I mean,
well, I think Jared stopped, though, at like 12 or 13. Yeah, 14.
14, yeah.
Stop at that point, I guess?
For him, it's a little, maybe a little different. I've got a wife and 3 kids.
So does he.
Yeah.
He's got a couple of wives and several children.
Still
has a wife and 3 kids.
So for me, you know, hey, that 50% paycheck is not going to hurt. You know?
Yeah, I get it, man. I get it,
Yeah, but
dude.
You got to get the fuck out of that recruiting bullshit.
Oh, no.
Go back to shooting guns, man.
6 months or less, and I'll be going back.
So let me ask you this. How'd you get into Drinking Bros? What was your first?
So my first experience with Drinking Bros was back when it was just Matt Best 11X on YouTube.
Yeah.
Watching videos like how to be an operator, things like that. I found my first Article 15 shirts. It was two... you know, Pew professional shirts.
This, by the way, this is still my favorite shirt they've ever made.
This one, and then
I like the black one.
I have those shirts.
I have like the olive drab.
Yeah. I like that one too. Yeah.
And then probably I can't even remember when Drinking Bros started, but as soon as I saw they had a Facebook page, I instantly joined. I've joined probably close to a dozen subgroups, and I've you know. When Range 15 was coming out, I instantly got on it, and I've been about it since as soon as I learned, every step of the way.
Nice, man. Are you a fan of Range 15?
Oh my God. I've never laughed.
I actually just watched it again the other day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it in a few years.
I watch it like once every few months.
Yeah.
No, so here's what's sad is I watched it when it came out in theaters. I went by myself. None of my coworkers wanted to go with me because, you know, they're pussies. And so I went by myself, and I laughed my ass off. And then I was like, you know what? This movie's so funny. It went on Amazon Prime for free. And I was like, I told my wife, I was like, babe, you have to watch this movie. It's so fucking funny. And I'm there laughing my ass off. The movie ends, and she turns to me. She's like, I was supposed to find that hilarious.
Did you divorce her? You guys still together?
I got 3 kids. Come on.
Michelle's the same way, though.
Yeah.
She just watched it. She's like, what the fuck
found
is going on here?
Really?
And
none
I'm
of
like,
it funny.
I'm crying. I'm like,
oh,
my God.
The whole time, challenge coins, you know, all that. Dying. And she, I was supposed to find that funny?
Yeah, I was supposed to find that funny?
Yeah.
And by the way, for the audience at home, if you don't know what we're talking about, Range 15 is available for free on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
So if you have Prime, you can just watch it now because it's been out. It's been, I think, 2 years.
If you haven't seen it, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
An idiot.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. What's your most positive drinking bro experience that you've had?
Oh, man. Honestly, it was finding the Drinking Bros Pennsylvania group.
Yeah.
You know, I
do you guys
was,
hang out a lot here?
You know, this is the fourth event I've been to.
Cool.
Honestly, just because of work, I haven't been to more.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, like I said, I've been a member of Drinking Bros for fucking forever. And being part of the PA group with, like, you know, the admins, you know, like Eric I've seen probably 3 or 4 times. Yeah. Aubrey I've seen, you know, 2 or 3. And it's the fact that if some, you know, you have Vigilant Guard, which is there for each other's members.
Yeah, yeah.
And even here in Pennsylvania, if you're having a rough day, even members in Pennsylvania will be like, "Hey, bro, where are you at? Let's link up. Let's just grab a beer and just shoot the shit." And to me, that is the most important and the best thing that could possibly exist.
Yeah.
On top of all the funny shit.
Of course.
Good.
Of course. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you for coming to Tailgate.
Absolutely.
There's so many people here, man. We're super
excited
to have you.
Hopefully you'll get back
to Brack soon. They cleared it out behind you. Where's the man in the kilt?
Al.
The man in the kilt. Come on in. Come on in, sir. I think he's having Tums.
He's your Nemo hookup.
Yeah. Come on in, sir. Yes. Yes. The man in the kilt.
What an entrance.
What are we doing? Welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I am good.
Yeah. We partied outside in the fucking street, dude. You have, I mean, literally, it's just
I can
dick
see
and
his
balls
dick right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just dick and balls.
You showed Freddie Mitchell your dick and balls earlier.
Yeah, I did.
I love it. I love it. What's your name? Tell the audience.
Hal.
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 Hal. How long you lived in?
28 years.
28 years. In Philadelphia or Jersey?
Jersey.
Jersey. Great. And you came down for here?
Yeah.
God damn it, man. How long you been a Drinking Bros?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Man, amazing.
I missed all the good old stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you miss?
Apparently a lot.
Who told you you missed some shit?
Judy.
Oh.
She's been around forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's been around forever. I feel like I've known you forever. You're one of those people. As soon as I met you today, I feel like I've known you forever, man. We had a canopy set up. We've been drinking all day. Like,
that's fucking awesome.
You brought food. Like, everybody in this community is amazing, and I'm just curious, like, why'd you get into it?
Well, I'm a vet.
Yeah. And so, do you listen to the show, or did you find about the Facebook group online? Really?
Yeah, actually, I had seen, like, Matt Best stuff and his little videos and stuff.
Yeah.
And she turned me on to it, and I jumped on.
That's amazing, man.
Met so many good people.
So many great people.
Amazing.
There's so many amazing people here, and they all love you, by the way. So everybody, individually?
She loves me a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. But everybody loves you, and they're like, man, this is the most genuine, heartfelt guy you will meet, and is an amazing human. And I was like, dude, we got to get him on the show. We've been partying with you all day. Yeah.
We got to do some more Jello shots.
Oh. Are you kidding me? We've been crushing him. And you brought the Zima.
And I did.
You brought the ice cold Zima. Oh.
Somebody told me you like Zima, so
love
I brought
it.
Zima.
Love the Zima. Are you kidding me?
It's awesome.
Let me ask you this. Is there a drink, like, you listen to the show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a Drinking Bro that you ever wanted to shout out and just be like, yo, man, if I was on the show, I'd love to shout out this person?
Actually, she's here. That's the one I usually shout out.
Really? Who is it? Say her name.
That's
say
Heather.
Her name. What's her full name? Say her full name.
God.
All right.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh,
they're killing the show.
Oh, no.
Are we not allowed to tape in here? Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Dan.
Freddie Mitchell's trying to run interference for us right now.
Freddie Mitchell's trying to run interference. He's the best guy ever. Say the Drinking Bro of the Week, and we'll end the show here. Say it. Say it.
Drinking Bro of the Week.
Yes.
Is Heather.
Heather. Why is Heather the Drinking Bro of the Week?
Because she is the coolest.
What would she do?
Everything.
Everything for you?
She's got the biggest set of nuts I know. and, you know, she's got the big And she met her fiance through Drinking Bros.
Oh, did you really?
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Heather. Congratulations. We are getting shut the fuck down right now, and I love it. This is Philadelphia. This is the Philadelphia experience I was waiting for Dan Holloway, our new B-Fry, Hal. I'm Ross Patterson. We're the Drinking Bros. Good night. We're live from Philadelphia, everybody. See you later.